The Lord is with us for instruction and encouragement tonight. And he brought up some points on healing that are important for us to understand, which I'm very grateful for because it's kind of a primer and a reminder too for me. The things that he's shared with me over the years. I've had a lot of success with healing, praying for my husband, for instance, and there's times when he receives a healing and there's times when he doesn't. And there's reasons for that. The Lord has very particular reasons for that, which I've outlined in Why Wasn't I Healed? So I'm not going to talk about that tonight. It's October 1st, 2015, and beautiful, glorious fall is coming on. So tonight I had to take a little nap because I was late, and when I got up, I said, "Here I am, Lord, I'm back from my nap." And he said, "I've been waiting for you." And I said, "Sorry." He said, "No need. You're refreshed now. And the pain that you're feeling is for others. That's why it isn't going away." Yeah, my fibro was fierce tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the heads up. You're welcome, my little lamb. Ooh, I'm a lamb now? You surely are. Oh, that could be a little rough, knowing what happens to lambs in the Bible. That could be just a wee bit rough. And he said, "Nothing you're not used to. Everywhere you have gone, people have either been enthusiastically for you or rejected you with deprecations. Isn't it nice to have a community, a real community of believers who love you as my own?" I guess that just shows that we're all in the same family, Lord. It does. My heart aches for those who are alienated, just as yours does too. But that's the consequence of free will, rejection of even my good gifts. Lord, I can't remember feeling any pain more severe in my heart than when people reject you, when you're calling them up higher and offering them so much. In some ways, it's truly devastating. Yes, you can let it go there, but no need, Claire. I have others waiting in line for those graces, and they will use them properly. There's always another soul waiting for my gifts. Well, now that I've sent everyone off with the gift of healing, I want to fill them in on what to expect. They will be opposed by family and relatives, because no prophet is without honor except in their own home. But this is not to discourage you. Rather, rejoice, for this is the way men have always treated their prophets and teachers. In fact, their testimony against you is my testimony that I'm with you. You would not be opposed if you were not dangerous to the evil ones. So I want you to mark my words here. Opposition to your gift and calling is my stamp of approval that is real. And here he's talking to the bride. He's talking to all of us about the gift of healing and how it's going to affect our relationships with our family and people who are familiar with us. He continued, "Moving on, there are certain sentences that the enemy whispers in your ear to stop you from praying. First and foremost is, what if it doesn't work? Then you've made a fool of yourself. Your reaction to these words will determine whether or not you're going to walk with this gift in operation in you. This fear of defeat, failure, and ridicule is the number one damper the enemy uses on you. Why? Because conformity is safety. It's warm, friendly, and protective, and welcoming. But one who goes against the grain is open to scrutiny, doubt, skepticism, and rejection. So I'm telling you now, my bride, this is what you are dealing with. You will have to overcome the need to be accepted and the fear of rejection. Satan is counting on your fear of rejection to stop you before you even get started. In fact, some of you right now are struggling with this very thing and asking yourselves if you even want this gift because of the struggles it will entail. May I tell you how to overcome this? When you love others more than you love yourself, you will be willing to step out, even if it means failure. Those of you who have done violence to your fleshly desire to be accepted by others, you will do very well with this gift. But don't think for a moment that you will not be tempted to stand back. You will be tested to your limit. When love and compassion overwhelm, that's when the anointing will be drawn on more heavily. When you feel little love and compassion, but step out anyway, your obedience also draws heavily on the anointing. I know human nature, and I know how changeable and fickle you can be, so I have made provisions for you. The next obstacle that will be thrown at you will be, this isn't going to work. You don't really think God will heal them, do you? Who do you think you are? You're no one special. Your answer to this must be a firm purpose and declaration that I inhabit your body. I dwell with you in your heart. I live there. And you are stepping out in obedience. And I always bless obedience. And just as an aside here, guys, that's why dwelling prayer is so important. Because when you commune with the Lord on this deep, deep level, you're very sure of his presence within you. And it increases your faith tremendously because you've experienced him firsthand. Anyway, he said, I dwell with you in your heart. I live there. And you are stepping out in obedience. And I always bless obedience. And even though you may not feel anything, your feelings are not required for their healing. In fact, I prefer to work through you completely deadpan, with no working up of emotions and showmanship, which only promotes pride in a vessel. If you don't feel anything, good. They are the one that needs the healing. You are only my emissary. You are not the healer. Other times you will be overwhelmed with the feelings of my presence in you, to the point where your hands will be hot and tingly. That is a real manifestation that the gift is in operation. Your faith is key here. If you have the faith to believe in me, that I am faithful to my word, you will see many, many healings in spite of the skepticism of others. Do not be surprised if you start manifesting their symptoms. And do not be surprised that there is sometimes a sacrifice required. I have taught you on Simon's cross. That is very, very real. And when you are praying for others, and especially one in particular, I may allow some unpleasant manifestations in your body. You may be carrying a sliver of my cross for days until that soul is fully healed. Don't be surprised when oppositions and difficulties arise. This is all part of it and will be a proof to you that the gift is working. One thing you should remember to consider is the state of their soul. There are times when I will heal without a word, and other times I will require them to forgive. It is always good to find out, have you forgiven everyone who has ever hurt you? The answer needs to be yes, or at the very least, lead them in a prayer to make an act of the will to forgive. A prayer such as this, Lord, I don't feel forgiveness, but I make an act of my will to forgive them. Please, Lord, help me to forgive. Many times their sickness is related to an incident. If they haven't forgiven themselves, that too must be addressed. In the beginning, I do not want to make it hard for you, but as you progress, you will come to understand there are elements that can be in the way of their healing. And just as an aside here, guys, I have a meditation on letting go and forgiving with music behind it, and I feel that they are really, really, really touching, and it can help someone to forgive themselves. I think that's under the playlist of meditationals. There will be times when their pain stops manifesting, but the disease is still there. Oh, my brides, my ways are myriad. No two situations are ever the same. I am looking at the soul, knowing full well what their struggles and failures have been. You are looking at the soul that is sick and needs my mercy. When I do not heal, very often it's for a good reason, not because of your lack of faith or even their lack of faith. There may be timing involved. There may be life lessons involved. As I mentioned yesterday, you may have to ask them, do you believe Jesus has the power to heal? And do you believe that Jesus lives in me as a Christian? And you may even have to say, as I lay hands on you, I'm expecting Jesus to reach out and touch you with his healing power. He's the healer. I am only the vessel. And then there'll be other times when really all you need to do is lay hands on that person and just very quietly pray for my mercy in their lives. Yeah, I wanted to make an aside on that. Very often that's the way that it works with Ezekiel and I. It'll just be me praying for the Lord's mercy quietly and not saying a word out loud. There are other times, though, that the Lord has taught me to address the sickness, like, for instance, inflammation in the name of Jesus. Leave now and don't return. Pain in the name of Jesus, stop. Swelling in the name of Jesus, go down. And cursing bacteria and other things in the body, to leave the body without further incident. Those are just things that he's taught me, and maybe he'll bring those up tomorrow night, I don't know. But I wanted to share that with you. The Lord continued here. There will be times when first efforts are not enough, and you need to continue to pray until you get results. One of the most important aspects of praying for others is knowing my will in their situation. When you know my will, you can endure just about any kind of ridicule or opposition. In very serious cases in the hospital, your endurance may yield results when nothing else will work. Once someone has received a healing, it is very important that you teach them how to keep it. They may feel immediate relief and rejoice that they've been healed. Then on the way home, the whole thing comes back, and they realized it was only temporary. These are times when they must rebuke lying symptoms until they let go of them. Lying symptoms are sent to those who have just been healed, so it may convince them otherwise. Here it is necessary for you to tell them they have to stand in their healing and not give in to lying symptoms. Oh, it is so easy to do. Yes, it's true, you have done this before as well. Yeah, and I remember many times. In fact, still I have an issue with that. You know, Ezekiel will pray for me. It'll lift and go away. That'll start to come back, and I have to rebuke lying symptoms, because whatever it is that's trying to come back has no right here. I've been healed, but the enemy is sending those symptoms to make me think that I haven't been healed, so I'll receive that condition back again. So you have to stand. You have to fight it off. The Lord continued, there is yet one more facet of this healing. and that is staying in place. The soul who is suffering may very well be in the midst of a very serious situation or soul-threatening that needs a lot of grace before it can be resolved. In those cases, the soul has chosen to carry this cross for the sake of the person they are praying for. This is why you've become accustomed to asking, "Who are you praying for?" Because oftentimes they are praying for a serious situation that needs a greater level of prayer, and this infirmity becomes a fast offering, much like Paul's thorn. Which brings us to another point. There are times when a soul is weighed down with many, many graces, and a sickness is allowed to humble them, lest they become proud and lose everything, including their souls. So these are some of the considerations you will face, my bride, as you move into this healing ministry. Remember, I am with you. I am working from within you, whether you feel it or not, and oftentimes when the opposition is the most fierce, when accusation is flying through the air and hitting you in the face over and over again. This is a sign that you are on the verge of a breakthrough, or the enemy wouldn't be going through all that trouble to oppose you. You see, Satan hates me, but he can do nothing to me. Yet he knows I love you, so he tries to hurt you in order to get to me. In the end, he'll be bound and heaven will be beautiful. But until then, my brides, take up this priceless gift I've imparted to you and shower it on all, even the hurting and lost and abandoned ones, especially those who feel forgotten by me, although nothing could be further from the truth. I hold them dearly to my heart. So go forth now in faith and exercise this gift, remembering that you will face opposition and that opposition is a good sign. Be strengthened by that.